My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Halfway done, but it feels like we're just getting started. So much ground to cover on Steelers-Falcons. And on Fridays at 8, we're going to be talking to Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He'll help us break it down. He's on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning to you, Mr. Carter. What's up?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing today?
Oh, buddy, we got football.
Ready to roll.
We got football. We're going to get some pit stuff from you as well as you cover the Panthers. But, all right, man, best guess on what's going on with the Steelers quarterback situation after Russell Wilson pops up on the injury report yesterday, limited with a calf.
I think that the thing here is it's about guessing right now because the Steelers are being very tight-lipped. Russell Wilson being a limited participant yesterday in practice, and so now everyone's kind of in the position where they're like, "Is this the same? It's the same calf. So is it going to be the same problem that it was in training camp?" Now there is the belief, there's no evidence to this, but there is a belief, but among several of us, that the Steelers intentionally kind of held back Russell Wilson during training camp so that they could get more looks at Justin Fields. Russell Wilson even said himself that if it was a game back when he was training camp and he wasn't practicing, he would be ready to go. Now's the chance to prove that he wasn't lying and that the Steelers were just holding him out so that they could get a better look at Justin Fields. But all eyes are going to be on today. If he's a full participant or a limited participant, that could, if he's a full participant, to me, that could end all this right now. Like, okay, he's starting, no questions about it. But if he's limited or he doesn't practice, look out for Justin Fields being the Steelers' week one starter, something that a lot of us didn't think would happen because they just thought Russell Wilson would be ready to go. I think it's going to lean towards Russell Wilson still being that guy. But the big question, too, guys, is, Russell Wilson, they've said, he can be ready. He's a professional. He knows how to do that. I do think if you think Justin Fields has to start in this game, you got to get him mentally ready. You need as many days as possible to be like, hey, you are the number one. Be ready to run the offense as if it's yours because it is yours now. And I think the Steelers, they're going to want to find that out pretty soon.
Chris, if it is Justin Fields, one, how will it look? How will he do? And two, if he does play well, what do you do in week two?
That's a great question, man. And because here's the thing. If Justin Fields goes out there and lights it up and plays within the system, because to me, that's the biggest thing that they're entrusting Russell Wilson to do is, hey, we know that if we give you a system, you've studied it, you're going to go out there and execute, you're going to protect the football, you're going to take the calculated shots and not lose the game for the offense, but also not completely ball it up and keep it from scoring any points. If Justin Fields can do that while also showing off his arm strength and his athleticism to create more plays with his legs to get yards in the ground, that will close the gap even further than he's already closed it with the time in training camp. So I think if Justin Fields does start and he does play well, I think it's going to make the question harder. It might be a question of, Russ, we're going to wait till you're 100% because we do want to see what Justin Fields has in their favor, because I do think that there's a good chance that the Steelers might like what they see out of the young guy.
Jordan, has that happened before? We've had a guest burp. I don't think so.
No. It's like clear your throat and get like this, but not.
Yeah,
like,
pardon me.
That'll happen. We've had sneezes before. We've had some coughs before. Never before a burp.
Mid take.
Now I have burped mid take, and a lot of people would prefer that to my takes. It is. What time is it, Thorne?
8:06.
Means it's time to get to Tom Fridays, buddy, for juicy steaks, meats, and more. I'm sure that wouldn't cause any flatulence or things of that nature. All right, Mr. Carter. Troy Faltanu, it looks like he's going to play, and he's going to get a hat. And they need him to, because they are desperately thin at tackle. Mm-hmm. Will there be a chance that we see him play, even if he's not a tackle, i.e., could they use him as a tight end, especially with yesterday under the radar, Darnell Washington pops up on the injury report with a knee?
You know, they could throw him in there as an extra lineman. I haven't seen them do that too much just yet. I think they're going to ask Troy Faltanu to do the thing that they've worked on him with, and that's to be the team's right tackle. But I don't think that's going to supplant Broderick Jones. If he goes in, I think it's because Broderick Jones or Dan Moore get hurt in this game, and they have to further shuffle the offensive line. Now, Broderick Jones isn't being limited to right. He's still at this where he's starting, but they're still working on him to play left. That's where I think that if Troy Faltanu plays, it's because they're moving Broderick to left either for a Dan Moore injury or because they feel like, hey, things aren't working, let's jumble this up now. But I think they're going to let Faltanu kind of rest this week, because let this week be the week that he gets his feet under him, and then they'll assess things next week. Okay, how did Broderick Jones do? How did Dan Moore Jr. do? All right, how is Troy looking in practice? Then they'll reassess this. But I think this will be a weekly thing until it's done and settled that Faltanu and Jones are your starting tackles for the Steelers. They're going to be evaluating these guys every single week because they want them to be the future, but they also acknowledge Dan Moore Jr. actually had a pretty good preseason, and he hasn't done anything to lose the job so far from camp to now.
Chris, on defense, who do you think we will see more, Peyton Wilson or Nick Herbig?
Peyton Wilson. I gotta say Peyton Wilson, because I think his speed and coverage ability is going to be really useful. Also, we declared a truce to Dorn, so don't ever try to get me on the show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
a little inside baseball, inside jokes going on there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got inside jokes. But Peyton Wilson, I think, because especially the things that this offense can do, you got Kyle Pitts, you got Bijan Robinson, you want his speed on the field. You want his coverage ability. Now, their snap counts will be really close, because I think Nick Herbig's earned the shot to get on the field a lot. As an edge rusher, but I think with the capabilities that Peyton Wilson brings to the defense, you're going to see him, especially on like second and longs and third downs. They'll throw him out there and they'll say, "Hey, run with Bijan Robinson wherever he goes. If it's a pass play, run with Kyle Pitts up the seam. Help in coverage, help in zone coverage over the middle. Use your length to kind of shorten those passing windows if Kirk Cousins is trying to throw over you." That's where I think that Peyton Wilson will be really useful in this game. But don't be mistaken. That's not any slight on Nick Herbig. He's still also going to get plenty of looks.
All right, Chris, flipping it over to UC versus the Pittsburgh Panthers. You got a good feel on this one?
I do. I feel like Pitt has very much a sense of what Cincinnati wants to do again this year. I was talking to Pat Narduzzi. He talks about how, like, hey, the Bearcats, they love to drop eight in coverage, rush three, leave eight in coverage, and it makes you have to be mindful as a quarterback. But I also think that there is an on-time system that they've developed with Cade Bell's offense that is going to test that this week. And it's going to be interesting to see that. I think that Pitt is in a better situation to take on Cincinnati this year than they were last year at home when they lost to them. I also think that if they're able to simply limit the run game that the Bearcats just bulldozed them with last year, and their star tight end, they have a tight end that's going to be in the NFL next year. But if they're able to do those two things and just not let those guys take over the game, I think this offense, the way that it plays, can take advantage of what the Bearcats do on defense. And I think this will be a shootout. I think that it'll be 30 points on both sides, but I do think that Pitt has a good chance to pull out a win here.
Chris, flipping back to the NFL real quick, last night's game, are those two offenses, is there a huge gap from them and every other offense in the AFC, and especially the Steelers, from what you saw last night?
From every offense in the AFC, no. From the Steelers, I would say there's a considerable gap. I wouldn't call it huge. I would call it a decent gap. I just simply because their quarterbacks know those systems. They're running at things. They got their weapon. Derrick Henry's getting adjusted to the team, but those systems I think are designed around those guys for them to run. The Steelers system is not designed for Russell Wilson. It's designed for Russell Wilson to be able to operate within it. But everything about the Chiefs offense is about Patrick Mahomes and letting that guy cook. Everything about the Ravens offense is about Lamar Jackson and letting that guy cook, because those guys are franchise quarterbacks in their primes. Russell Wilson isn't. He's been brought in to manage this offense and to work it. I think the thing is, the Steelers offense is built around the idea that they are eventually going to develop this brutal ground game. The thing is, they don't have that yet. Now, if they do develop it, we could talk about that in maybe like 2 months, because I think that's going to take about that amount of time to kind of solidify some things. But right now, I don't think, though, because here's the thing. I think the Steelers' defense puts them in a lot more conversations than people realize with some of these other teams. I don't think when people say, oh, wow, look at these offenses, the Steelers are just so far behind them. The last several years, the Steelers have been like the 28th or worst ranked offense, and yet they've gone toe to toe with the Ravens every single time, and they've had Lamar Jackson in a lot of those games. I don't think it's this huge gap. I do think those teams are better. That's why I picked the Ravens to be an AFC favorite, and the Chiefs are always an AFC favorite. But I do think the Steelers are a legit contender to be a playoff team, and when they clash with both of those teams this year, I think that those will be really good football games.
Chris, really appreciate the time. As always, man, safe travels this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Look, the Steelers have had the Ravens' number. That part I can't disagree with, but I will disagree. I think the gap between those teams' offenses and the Steelers' offense. Are you familiar with the Atlantic Ocean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's how big the gap is. Mm. You got to take a plane from the East Coast and go to Europe. Big gap. Mm-hmm. Big gap.
What's bigger, Atlantic or the Pacific?
I think the Pacific's the biggest ocean, but now I'm Googling it.
The deepest is the Atlantic, right?
I have no earthly idea which ocean is the biggest. Bang, Pacific. Which ocean is the deepest?
I would think the Atlantic.
The Pacific also the deepest.
Look at that.
So the longest and the deepest. The most well-endowed of all the oceans, wow. The Pacific.
Good for the Pacific.
Congratulations to the Pacific. And, hey, they say it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean. Well, that...
Who says that?
People who don't have a big ship.
You ever have a heart attack on the ship while you're in the ocean?
A reference from too far long ago in the show for people to understand, Callis.
Do the read now.
We've got D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's going to join us at 8:35 for Behind Enemy Lines. We'd love to hear from you in the interim at 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we got money for you. I got to take on Faltanu, and I want to get to your question about Peyton Wilson versus Nick Herbig, because I thought that was a really interesting answer from Chris. We'll do that before we talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here's a text from one of our big-time listeners, Coach Ed, who lives at Daytona Beach. He said, you learn the biggest oceans in, like, fourth grade. Damn, seriously, guys? I mean, if you live on the beach, maybe you care about oceans? You ask me a river question, I got you here.
No, you don't.
I got it. We got three. The Ohio, the Monongahela, and that other one.
You know how to spell Monongahela?
No. I know how to spell Ohio, O-H-I-O.
What's the third one?
You got the Allegheny, the Ohio, and the Monongahela.
Ohio.
The Ohio River.
Ohio.
As a kid, I always thought it was kind of goofy that they would call it the three rivers. Because you got two that make one. So the one, to me, shouldn't count.
How do you know the one doesn't make the two?
It absorbs the other two.
How do you know that doesn't, the way it flows?
Mm-hmm. Well, it flows to the Mississippi. South. The Ohio, a tributary to the Mississippi.
Well, whenever you...
Don't you try to sneak river stuff under me, man.
But whenever you mate and you create a child,
uh-huh.
Is there just two people? Or is there three people? No.
There'd be three. Good point by you.
I don't know how I came up with that.
That was pretty good. That was tough. Right off the top of your head.
That was tough.
Regular season form.
I was like, I really hope this makes sense.
It made sense to me, but I get you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You asked Carter, Mr. Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette in the previous segment, who's going to play more, Peyton Wilson or Nick Herbig? I thought that's a fabulous question. He said he thinks Peyton Wilson's going to play more. And I could agree with that based on Tomlin's comments in his press conference. Like, he was asked about Peyton Wilson being up to speed, and he talked about his strengths and pass coverage. And Tomlin doesn't hand out praise to rookies very often. And he was asked about Herbig, too, and he said good players are going to play. So he did talk about both guys. He was just so effusive in his praise about a rookie that I could see that. I think we might. If Atlanta wants to play three wide receivers and they want to throw the ball around, and I think they do, I think Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen as a tandem makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But then so does rushing the passer.
I think it's going to be split. That was a kind of a loaded question. In my mind, I think it's going to be split. I think that Nick Herbig is going to see significant snaps. I like both of them on the field at the same time. It just brings a whole different dynamic. I wonder if they put them on the field at the same time. But I do think that Peyton Wilson, I think that on Sunday, you'll see Peyton Wilson and all of his characteristics will show at some point in the game. Like, he will cover Cal Pitts. He will blitz. He'll make a tackle at linebacker. He'll move around a little bit. I think that everything that he brings to the table, you'll see on Sunday.
Doug said he wants to do that amoeba thing. Doug Whaley, who we have on Wednesdays. He wants to have a bunch of pass rushers at the line of scrimmage all standing up, and Kirk Cousins back there going, oh, geez, I didn't prepare for this. And then some dude drops back, a couple guys rush and throw some confusion out there. The idea of Herbig and Wilson on the field at the same time, as much of a Highsmith fan as I am, as much of an Alandon Roberts fan as I am, when you're talking about third and distance situations, those two guys, your defense just got exponentially faster.
Mm-hmm.
With Herbig and his speed, with Pate Wilson at his speed, I love the possibilities.
And, I mean, you're going to need that with Bijan Robinson and how big of a threat he is out of the backfield.
I think he's going to have one of the best running back seasons in the NFL this year.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm a huge fan of the talent.
And I was very down on when they picked him.
Really?
Well, maybe that was Jahmyr Gibbs.
See, I'm not a big fan of drafting running backs in the first round either.
Like, as high as they picked him, I was like, ah, oh, man.
Yeah.
What was that, 2-3 years ago?
And frankly, we did not see Arthur Smith use him as much as I think people thought that he would use him, and I think that's going to be different this year. And running back-friendly offense with Zach Robinson, I think he's going to do great things. He might do great things starting on Sunday. There is another guy that we asked Chris about, and that is Troy Faltanu, who is going to play in this. Well, he's going to suit up for this game. Darnell Washington might not play. Midweek knee injury crops up. He's had bad knees. I don't have a good feeling about that. I wouldn't mind getting a look at Faltanu as an eligible.
Michael Pruitt's a blocking tight end.
Yes.
So, do you want Faltanu's first go around being as an extra tight end?
I just want to see him on the field.
See him in the game, huh?
I want to see him maul people. You're right about Pruitt. The difference is, and Pruitt is a blocking guy. Man, when you're talking 6'4", 280, Darnell Washington is just, he's more tackle than he is tight end.
We've been saying this for a year.
Yeah.
He should be a tackle.
And I laughed at you. And then a lot of other smart football people said, no, Crowley, he could be a tackle.
Yeah, he could be a tackle. Uh-oh. But I think that, what happened?
Texter, the Mon River, one of five in the world that flows north. I don't mean to break up your flow there.
No, I didn't have a flow.
That's
the
a flow, pun.
The flow is the river.
That's a pun. Yeah.
Yes.
Someone texted in just Yakagani. That's all they said. We're talking bodies of water here on this Football Friday on the Fan Morning Show. Until next, when we talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter, one of the best sports writers in this country. He covers the Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's going to be joining us for Behind Enemy Lines. Did you have something else?
No, I was thinking about the bridges.
All right, baby! It's a Football Friday, and it's now time for Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Galise Services, and joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, one of the great sports writers in this country. And D. Orlando, we really appreciate you coming on. It's back, baby. Football, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just, you know, excited. We had that great game last night. 1 inch decided it. We're back. A little sloppy, as expected. But, you know, since they don't play anybody anymore in exhibition season, but all fired up and ready to go. Looks like we're going to have another great football season.
So it was sloppy last night, as you mentioned. Kirk Cousins, a lot of these guys on the first team offense didn't play during the preseason. How do you expect Kirk to look now that things get real? How has he looked in practice?
He's looked great in practice, you know, moving the ball around to Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. You know, he did a lot. They did like almost 4,500 reps from, you know, OTAs through training camp. So they're putting a lot of stock in those joint practices with the Dolphins. But, you know, but when they take the field on Sunday as a football unit and play, that'll be the first time that they've tried to play in a real football setting where there's live tackling.
D. Orlando, what do you think ultimately led to the firing of Arthur Smith in Atlanta? And do you think he could be a good offensive coordinator again with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it was just a mesh. You know, if you study Arthur Blank and his businesses at Home Depot, he's always looking to, you know, combine and collaborate with folks. And, you know, sometimes that works and sometimes, you know, it doesn't. And he must have decided that Arthur Smith, you know, despite the fact that he was dealing with, you know, not having a quarterback, a record amount of dead salary cap space, he had to play 2 years without a quarterback, basically. He didn't like the direction of the franchise. But, Arthur Smith is a fine football coach. He's going to do a great job for the Steelers, and he's going to be coaching again as a head coach in the National Football League probably real soon if they get that offense rolling this year and next year up in Pittsburgh.
One of the surface-level takes that a lot of people said about the Falcons last year, once Arthur Smith got hired to the Steelers this year, was didn't use Bijan Robinson enough. Do you agree with that? And how do you foresee Bijan Robinson looking now, taking a step forward this year?
Yeah, I totally, absolutely do not agree with that.
Okay.
He had 218 carries. He had 58 receptions. He had 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns as a rookie who didn't know what he was doing. So I was fine with how Arthur Smith used Bijan Robinson. I was not fine with how the quarterbacks couldn't throw the ball to wide open receivers. So that's what got Arthur Smith fired, latching his wagon to Desmond Ridder. You know, they saw enough. His buddy Luke Fickell kind of sold him on the makeup of Ridder and thought they could, you know, they worked miracles with Tannehill in Tennessee. They thought they could do the same with Ridder, and it just didn't work out.
Did it catch you off guard when the Falcons used their 8th pick of the draft to select Michael Penix Jr.?
No, I had it in one of my mock drafts. They have been really recruiting him. Yeah, you can Google mock draft 4.0, I believe it was, Michael Penix to the Falcons. You know, I've been following them around. My guys, I go down to the Senior Bowl every year, and Senior Bowl director Charles Nagy tipped me off that, hey, they're doing a lot of work on Penix. And so I was like, wow, that'd be interesting, because everybody knows they need pass rushers and so forth. But Fontenot said from day one that he's drafting the best player available. He's not drafting for need. And so he drafted the best player available. Then he went out and tried to get the needs in free agency, you know, and trades. You know, that's why they went out and got Matthew Judon, and then Justin Simmons kind of fell in their lap late.
Is this the year for the Falcons where they can take control of the AFC South, or the NFC South, excuse me, and how quickly can, with a new coaching staff, they really get up to speed here?
Yeah, they can. They certainly can. But, you know, I need to see them play football. I get mad at Raheem at practice. I'm like, hey, I need to see some one-on-ones. I'm going to ask him today, hey, are we going goal line on Friday here like Chuck Noll used to do? he's gonna laugh. But, yeah, I need to see him play football. I need to see it all come together. Yeah, it looks great on paper. But I think what's going to happen is they got a slow start to the season, tough games against Pittsburgh, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. Then he's going to have to coach. He's going to have to put it back together before they go play the Saints in game 4. And, you know, that's going to be the telltale of the season is, hey, how they survive this early stress, because the back end of the schedule is not, you know, very challenging. Well, it's challenging. It's the NFL. But, you know, how they deal with this heat that's coming at them, you know, the world champs, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Steelers haven't had a losing season since 2003. So, you know, that's a challenge for the Atlanta Falcons, trying to end a streak of 6 consecutive losing seasons.
Who wins on Sunday?
I think Pittsburgh, because I understand y'all been actually hitting in practice. So I think y'all actually still do football in practice. So I'm going with a team that's been practicing a little bit more football.
Absolutely love it. D. Orlando, we really appreciate your time, and hopefully we cross paths again here soon.
Sure, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the game and have a great season.
You too.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you at the game. D. Orlando Ledbetter. I'm not going to the game.
Yeah, you said see you at the game.
I'm not going to be there.
You know they have Chick-fil-A in their stadium, and
it's
closed on Sundays?
Their prices are the best in the league.
But it's closed.
For everything. Is the Chick-fil-A closed there?
Yeah, all Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
I thought they made an exception for Atlanta.
I don't think so.
I love Chick-fil-A.
It's very good.
They got this
new prices, though.
Pimento cheese sandwich thingy.
Oh, that is good.
I'm getting one now, I think.
When?
Right now.
You're leaving?
Goodbye. Well, you got between now and the end of Lee Sterling, can you handle it?
No.
And I'll grab you one.
No, because you're not going to come back.
I would not come back.
You would not come back. You would not grab me one.
Absolutely would not. I like D. Orlando, man.
Me too.
He's so old school. Sloppy last night because they don't play football anymore. Who's going to win on Sunday? Well, the Steelers, I understand they actually play football in practice.
Which I'm shocked because Raheem Morris is kind of old school, and he's a defensive guy. I'm shocked that they it isn't physical, his training camps aren't. Because I feel like, when you know, back in the day, when, during my playing days, whenever he was, you know, I think he was a D-backs coach, and then he was a D coordinator through my playing days, like, he did have, like, hard-nosed defense. Like, it was, like, no BS. Like, you know, it was physical.
Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to.
There's, like, five teams that are physical at all, and the Steelers more than anybody else. And I think it served them well in two out of the last 3 years. When you beat Buffalo, and you manhandle them. When you beat Cincinnati, defensively, you manhandle them. And then last year, the 49ers don't play anybody, and they come in here and whoop up on you.
Mm.
So I don't really know, but I respect the old-school football mindset. He also said, D. Orlando did, and he is as tapped in on the Falcons as any beat writer is tapped in on their team around the country. He doesn't think Arthur Smith's a bad play caller. He thinks he's a good coordinator. He blames it on the quarterback play.
He says he's going to be a head coach again soon.
Man, that's the big takeaway, I think, from that interview.
Yes.
A guy who saw Arthur Smith go 7-10 three consecutive years and still says he's a heck of a football coach.
Yeah, this is not like a Josh McDaniels situation, I feel like, with Atlanta and Arthur Smith.
I agree with that. And if you look at just one thing in particular, the targets for the tight ends, I think a lot
90?
A lot of people were down on the usage of Kyle Pitts, who's such a freak. It wasn't that they didn't try to get him the football. You just had quarterbacks that didn't. I think it was like 90 targets and 50 catches. Like, that catch percentage is absolutely awful. I'm not kidding when I say multiple people are texting in saying that D. Orlando Ledbetter sounds like Kenan Thompson. Do you ever watch that show, Kenan and Kel?
I don't think I've. I think I've seen every single episode. I think I've seen everything that Kenan Thompson has been in. I was a big fan of his growing up. Huge fan.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Can I take your order?
He still looks the same, too.
Yes, he does.
He's like 45 years old. Looked exactly the same.
Nothing. There has never been fictional food I wanted to eat more than a good burger.
Did you
the orange sauce
on a Krabby Patty, bro?
They are coming out with a Krabby Patty. I think is it Arby's or Burger King? One of the fast food restaurants are coming out with a Krabby Patty.
Stop it!
Swear.
Mondo Burger never did it for me.
No, it's too big.
Way too big.
Yeah, too many steroids in it.
Yeah, it's not good.
I like the guy too.
No, what a jerk that guy was. Total jackass.
Ridiculous.
Lee Sterling going to join us at 9 o'clock. D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says that Arthur Smith, good hire, and that the offense's problems weren't his fault, but the quarterback's fault. Now, he was obviously had a hand in picking those quarterbacks and then not developing them, but you got what you got. And Marcus Mariota didn't work out a number of places. And where did Desmond Ritter even land? I have to go back and look.
He just got released.
See, that just...
I think it was maybe Arizona or somewhere.
I wasn't keen on him coming out of that draft. So you got what you got at the quarterback position. You and I think, are buying in on Arthur Smith more than our cohorts here, our coworkers at 93.7 The Fan. All right, coming up next, it's the great unsponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. Oh, baby, the great unsponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun. Brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands, every size. I also remind you, the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, Doran, before we get to Lee Sterling coming up in the next segment, if you could only watch one of these games, Packers-Eagles from Brazil, Cowboys-Browns, Rams-Lions, or Jets-Niners, which game do you watch?
Jets-Niners.
Dang it, me too! I need to see it.
I need to see Aaron Rodgers.
Need to see him.
I want to see if the 49ers are... I want to see Ayuk, honestly, with the 49ers, and see how he looks with holding out for so long. And I want to see if the Niners are as explosive this year as they were in the past couple of years to know that, get that barometer as we got last night.
Funny thing is, we're going to learn a lot about Rodgers. If the Jets go out there and get steamrolled by the 49ers, I don't think that necessarily means they won't be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see Rodgers be able to move. Because I think the arm will be the arm.
Yeah.
But one of the things that's made him so special is his in-pocket mobility, his extending of plays to make the play down the field, eyes downfield. Does he have it or not? That I do think you'll find out pretty quickly.
He has weapons now.
Yes, he does. I think that team's loaded for bear, but you just don't know. I don't know about the coaching staff, and you don't know about Rodgers.
Rodgers.
All right, the other three. I have the Lions losing in a Super Bowl to the Baltimore Ravens. That's an interesting game against the Rams, Stafford, Goff. But Cowboys-Browns, I don't think I'm going to miss a second of that game. And you got Tom Brady on the call.
Oh, definitely going to watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
What time's that at?
4:25.
Perfect.
On Fox.
Perfect.
They knocked the old tight end out to put Tom Brady in the booth.
Greg Olsen, he's doing a Steelers game.
He is. I think he's really, really good.
Fantastic.
But all the people that were crying about it, come on.
It's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady.
And I'm sure that Greg Olsen would say the same thing.
You just got to understand that when a goat comes a knocking, you open the door.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan or Pippen?
I want Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You got any thoughts on Herb Street's dog?
I think it's unnecessary.
Oh, come on.
What does he need to bring his dog for?
I heard
it's just a distraction. You want the attention because you have a dog.
Reese almost tripped and fell over the dog. Reese Davis. He was doing play by play with 1 foot pretty much up the dog's backside.
Let a naysayer know.
I'm not even gonna try.
Oh, you know honestly how
Blank.
Good how how good that dog has to be to just sit there and not bark and not mess anything up. To be a part of a broadcast, basically. That dog has to be so well trained. It's insane.
I agree with that, and I have zero problem with the dog. Show the dog as much as possible. I read the backstory. The dog had leukemia. They feel like the dog beat it.
Now I feel bad.
No, it's just they feel like the dog beat it, and Kirk is thinking, my dog's 12 years old, great dog, not causing any problems. I have to travel on the road. How much more time do I have with my dog? Bring the dog. Well, got no problems.
Can everybody bring their dogs in? Everybody start bringing
it's
dogs.
Not third grade.
Well, I mean, seriously, it's like, oh, Reese is like, oh, can I bring my dog? My dog naysayer?
That's the great unsponsored football segment. Coming up next, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, a widely popular, incredibly popular segment with him. And then we're getting back into quarterback talk, and we're really going to hit the nitty-gritty on Steelers-Falcons. So a big final hour coming your way. First Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500s, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High 87.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.